Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Cole. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bert Cole. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Shovel Hodge. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Shovel Hodge. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Haney trying to get to third. Falk throws the ball into McClellan, who tags Haney for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cutshaw moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cutshaw scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts in front of the plate. Bassler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Basler moves to second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Schalk scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. McClellan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. McClellan moves to third. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. McClellan scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Basler reaches second base with a double. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Basler moves to third. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0 for 0 in the game. Hodge bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach strikes out. Schalk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Veach out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flagstad who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Basler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still. Basler reaches second base with a double. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Basler moves to third. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haney bunts towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schalk to Collins covering second. The throw back to home, and Basler is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 0 for 1 in the game. Hodge hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 3 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Bassler juggles the ball. That's an error on Bassler. Ma still moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schalk is walked intentionally. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodge strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Falk scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-4 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hodge, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.